In a world full of music, cross-pollination fosters fresh sounds. Now a singer from London has teamed up with a counterpart from Santiago de Cuba to form Ska Cubano. Their CD together is called Ay Caramba.
Soy campesino, visto de blanco, uso sombrero y zapato de fondao. Soy campesino, visto de blanco, uso sombrero y zapato de fondao.
That's Cuban singer Benny Billy, backed by the ska rhythms and musical arrangements of UK singer and DJ Natty Beau, who joins us from the studios of KUOW in Seattle. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about how Jamaican ska, which is the precursor to reggae, met up with the Cuban mambo and son to form this music.
Well, ska started around the early 60s. The revolution in Cuba happened a little while before that, in 1959. So we found that there was no ska in Cuba. It had been heard in Cuba. So the idea of marrying ska with Cuban music seemed quite appealing. Ska originally started, had an influence from New Orleans rhythm and blues and swing jazz and mento and calypso from the Caribbean. And it borrowed from a lot of film scores and even took on some Cuban music itself. But the other way around, Cuba never really got to hear ska.
And so Ska Cubano is sort of this imagined melding of the cultures. Was this some Peter Scott's idea? He's the project director on this.
Yeah, I mean, I met up with Peter Scott, and he'd seen me performing with my band Top Cats and DJing around, and he had the idea to make this Cuban ska band, having been in Cuba a fair bit himself.
What was your first trip to Cuba like with Peter Scott?
Oh, it's fantastic. I went to Oriente Santiago de Cuba, and it was like going back to like a Kodak photograph of your past or something like that. I felt really at home there, like I'd been there before. I've been going backwards and forwards there for about 5 years.
Tell us about Benny Billy. How'd you hook up with him?
In Santiago de Cuba, I've been working with some bands making ska music. And I was looking for another singer to sing Cuban Son Montuno. And I heard Benny Billy in a cafe there in Santiago de Cuba, and he busks around the street in Santiago de Cuba. He likes to dance, he does magic tricks. Many people that visited Cuba remember him. He's hard to forget. Fantastic, and he sounded like my favorite Cuban singer, Benny Moré. In fact, he says he is the living incarnation of Benny Moré.
So Benny Moré, who was the 1950s Cuban singer, had a certain sound that Benny Billy is able to reproduce. Why is that sound so important for you and Peter Scott when you were putting together Ska Cubano?
Personally, for me, it's because I found it was one of the best singers of in Cuba, Benny Moré. I love swing music, too, and he's like the Cuban Cab Calloway.
You're the lead singer, though, on many of the tracks on Ay Caramba.
Yeah.
And yeah. You know, you have this hit that I've heard since I was a kid. It was a lounge hit. It's got Tin Pan Alley. Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Yeah. Except it's not, actually. It's completely different lyrics.
Really?
We took the rhythm of it, and I wrote original lyrics, because I wrote lyrics that applied to something that was more current. In the lyrics, I describe approaching the gates of Istanbul, representing the gateway between East and West. That was about taking the courage to go through that gate, to take on new cultures, basically.
Did the tune lend itself to being, you know, made into to a ska tune?
Yeah, when I heard the original song, and then I heard a cumbia version already from Colombia. So that the cumbia is very similar to ska in its rhythm. It have the same, like in ska, you got. So it have a similar rhythm, like ska rhythm.
Now the crescent moon and the stars that reach beyond whisper to what secrets I can only find it.
Do you know who Raymond Scott is?
Raymond Scott.
Mm-hmm. He did some old cartoon soundtracks. Because there's an instrumental on this CD called Chispatren.
Yeah, I put that together, and I tend to go towards cartoony sounding brass. It's like we have that fun element. And I always love to keep that fun element.
Natty Bo is your stage name, but your given name is Nathan Lerner, and you grew up in South London. How were you introduced to ska? How'd you get interested in it?
Well, at first music I heard was stuff like Lead Belly and Muddy Waters and Rock and Roll, Little Richard, Fats Domino, and then Ray Charles and stuff like that. And swing, I heard a bit of, you know, like Duke Ellington, Count Basie. Reggae I heard very young as well. And then before I was a teenager, I discovered ska. I mean, a lot of Jamaicans in London, especially I was actually born in Hackney in the east end of London. So that makes me a Cockney, in it. And so I was surrounded by a lot of different nationalities in Hackney. It's a very, it's an area of Greek, Jewish, Jamaican area. And I found some 45s of ska and then started collecting loads of it. And I loved it because it had the blues, rhythm blues, inside the ska already.
If ever the devil was born out of pair of horns, it was you, Jezebel, it was you.
I haven't heard Jezebel in a long time.
Yeah, I loved it. I first heard it, the version by Frankie Lane.
Yes.
And the only song I knew by Frankie Lane was Rawhide. And then I heard Jezebel and I thought, wow, that is a heavy tune.
You're finishing up a tour of the West Coast here in the United States. You're playing tonight in San Francisco. But Benny Billy isn't with you.
No, Benny couldn't get a visa to come here, unfortunately. And it's been really hard. Also, now, right now, three members of our band have been living in the airport in London, waiting for a visa. And it looks like they haven't got a visa yet. It's frightening, really, because, you know, that's they're with us and it's their livelihood and we're missing them. We work with some musicians from Portland and they were great. They kicked it and it was wicked, but we can't rely on that every night. So it's a really hard situation at the moment with the visas.
Yeah. You will have to round up some musicians in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Oy. The crowds are bound to be disappointed that Benny Billy isn't there.
Well, they haven't been disappointed. I mean, yesterday we played a gig and we smashed it. Everywhere we go, we smash it. We're a wicked band with Benny Billy. it's better, but we can still smash it.
One last question. You used to perform in the circus.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it exactly that you did?
I was a clown.
Ah, juggling or?
No, I'm allergic to juggling. clown.
So do those skills come in handy when you're on stage with this wicked band?
Yeah, of course, yeah, because that's part of me. If you come and see me, I dance crazy, I dance wild and get the audience dancing too. I don't allow people to sit down in our gigs, you know.
Natty Bo from Ska Cubano. Their new CD is called Ay Caramba, and they finish up a West Coast tour tonight playing at the Stern Grove Festival in San Francisco. Natty, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
There's more music from Ska Cubano on our website, npr.org.